I think if the university produces any product, and we don't think of ourselves as producing products, it really is the creation of ideas, and those ideas have to come from the best minds of our students and our faculty and our staff. And diversity, by diversity, I don't even mean just racial diversity. I really mean cultural diversity, religious diversity, age diversity, economic diversity. It all matters. When you think about one of our wonderful grads, Manny Jackson, and you think about the role he has played and the example that he has been, I'm really proud that he's one of our alums. You know, he started from Edwardsville, left Edwardsville, came here, and was one of the first African-American, if not the first African-American basketball player, went on to lead the Harlem Globetrotters, changed Honeywell from just a thermostat company into a telecommunications and technology leader, and has given back so generously, not only to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, but also has been thinking about ways to give back to Chicago and beyond, for an African-American museum in Washington, D.C., to Edwardsville. He's really one of those kinds of people that we have benefited so deeply from having him amongst us. So when I talk about diversity, I'm talking about excellence, and I'm talking about people like Manny Jackson, who we hope to be able to continue to attract forever. So where are we focusing our attention first? And that is on our faculty. And I think we have to have a diverse faculty. An excellent faculty are foundational to the excellence of a university. If you don't have excellent faculty, you don't bring in excellent students. And so we are really focusing our attention a great deal on this and making them even more diverse. I talked about this yesterday at the ASAC meeting, and so let me just summarize and say that we've put into place a great deal larger number of measures that we want to make sure that we are meeting. I put together a very small group of faculty who have gone out and met with all of the search committees to see what they can do to really seek out a more diverse pool of candidates and then bring them in. They have met with the Council of Deans to talk with them. The whole idea of recruiting a great faculty that is diverse has to go all the way down to every single unit and every single faculty member. We have to make this an issue that is just core to what we do. And once the faculty come, we've instituted more mentoring and advising programs so that faculty who are here actually feel valued and succeed. Because if you recruit someone and they leave within 3 to 5 years or even 10 years because they weren't satisfied with their experience here, it's a very expensive way of doing business. And we are into stealing the best faculty from other universities as well to make us even stronger, and we're working on hiring some senior faculty to help us out in this area. When I look at our students, here again, what we're trying to do is to increase the rate at which we can make our class more diverse. We have visited more Chicago high schools than ever before. We have made more trips of students to Urbana-Champaign to introduce them to our campus. We have asked some of our trustees, particularly Trustee Estrada and Trustee Holmes, to help us in calling some of the students who have been accepted to the university to see whether or not they will really consider seriously coming. I understand that Trustee Acera has convinced at least a couple that might have been sitting on the fence to come to Illinois. So we're really, really pleased and so thankful that you are willing to do that. Again, once the students are here, we realize that is only the beginning of their journey and that we have to make them succeed here. We have central ways of trying to mentor and advise them, but each of our colleges also has ways to do that, and we are intensifying all of those efforts. So if I look at what our next steps are going to be, what I would say is that we're going to review all of our institutional practices to make sure that they are nimble, agile, and working to make sure that social inequality does not exist here on campus. We're enhancing our recruitment and retention of students and also of faculty that are underrepresented. We're developing methods to address the social divide. Sometimes our dorms, for example, actually divide.